Yeti, welcome back to the Focal Point Podcast. It's been a long time. It's me, your host, Roque, your co-host,
Makai.
We out here walking to get the kids podcast / Focal Point Podcast. Beautiful sunny day. It's a Tuesday. Snow's gone.
Snow's gone.
Spring is here.
Yup.
To a lot of people, that means good things. To me, that just means it's another day to get out here and get to the shits.
Mm-hmm. Get the bag.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm glad the snow cleared up, because I feel like it was really putting me in a slump. It was like, had everything on pause for a while. Now that's gone, things are back in motion. I'm back with my life.
Your life is gone?
Yeah, man.
You felt lifeless during the snow? Snowstorm?
Yeah. Just couldn't do much.
Trapped in the house.
Chill at the crib. Record a little. Mm-hmm. You know me.
I know you.
So what's up, man? What was your day like?
Not much. Just went to school.
Yeah. The life of a sophomore, youngin, 16.
Yeah.
Huh. Yo, guys, I just want to let you know we're dealing with a wild one right here.
How?
A wild one.
How am I wild?
Yo, you know what you be doing at school and all of that. You be going crazy.
Why?
No. You're not the average bear.
Dude, I'm not a bear.
You're not the average 16-year-old bear.
Then what am I?
You're a party animal, that's for sure.
How so? When have I ever gone to parties?
I don't remember a time that you weren't a party animal. What?
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, so what's going on in the world, guys? Like, shout out to everybody listening,
yeah,
all the teachers, all the moms, all the stay-at-home moms,
yep,
all the secretary ladies, go ahead, shout some out, man.
Shout out to everybody who did something productive today, you know?
Gonna do something productive.
Or Gunna.
What you getting
shout
into?
Shout out Gunna.
What you getting into this weekend?
I don't know.
What are you getting into today?
Picking up the kids.
Ah, picking up the kids. So there's two kids that we're picking up.
Yeah.
They're called my brother and my sister.
Right.
So we got here to the table.
We're at the table.
Come on, man. Make this interesting, Makai. Get to the needy greedy.
So, last night we were watching Mike Tyson knockouts.
Mike Tyson. Yes.
Dude, he is a legend, dude.
Yo, some words can't explain some of that stuff.
Yeah, man. He bit Evander Holyfield's ear, dude. Both of them.
Ears. He bit his ears.
Crazy.
What else? Tell me something.
He has a funny laugh.
So, how is your life going?
It's been fine.
How's your love life?
I don't have a love life at the moment.
You hear that, ladies? My boy is single. Single like a Pringle.
But singles come in packages.
Not ready to mingle.
single.
Ready to tingle.
Why do people say single?
As like a one out of the can.
But that's like saying.
Anyway.
Never mind.
Because you're out of the can. Coincidence, he just got out of jail, guys. I told you he's a party animal. Coming from a dude with a Buddha necklace and an alien on his shirt, you know he gets crazy.
Dude.
No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's just my 16-year-old goon right here. I'm over here at the park, waiting for the kids, thinking about what I should do. Should I call in my physical therapy and just quit? I'm at a point right now where I feel like I don't need it no more, guys. Everything he's teaching me over there or doing, my physical therapist, I could do at my house, yo. So it's kind of just a waste of my time. But it's kind of hard to cut it off. He's a decent dude.
You can't do the electronic or electro.
I don't. The only thing that they do for me there is the electrotherapy.
Electrotherapy.
And I don't need that, man.
How do you know you don't need it?
Because what for? I just get my own. In that case.
How much are they, you think?
No, they shouldn't be that much.
How big is the machine?
Something light. Small machine, some sticky pads. That's easy. Electrotherapy.
Is it one of those ones that just works out your muscles?
Yeah.
Dad has one.
Borrow my dad's then. You know? See? I need to go to physical therapy. Might just quit.
Quit?
Quit PT.
Quit.
Have more time for my passions. All of my passions.
Let them know your passions.
Riding bikes.
Bikes.
Writing songs.
Songs. Novels.
Novels. Also hiking. And I hike Badger often.
Mini golf.
Mini golf. What else? I do tons of things.
Mini
I
golf,
bake, but only
golf.
Chocolate things like cakes,
yeah.
and muffins,
remember that
brownies.
One time, remember that one time you made pudding?
Cookies.
Remember when you made pudding?
I make pudding also. I make the meanest pudding in TC.
That's
if you didn't
fact.
Know. That's a fact. That shit's so
Dude.
Good. It's like cotton candy with sprinkles. Pudding form, vanilla, you guys.
Dude, you will be taken to Flavortown, as Guy Fieri says.
Yeah, put me on the fucking Food Network with this one.
Bada boom, bada,
bada
boom.
Bada boom. Bada bang.
Bada bang.
Bada bang, bada boom.
Exactly.
What else are my passions, though? I like taking out the trash.
That's just like a normal thing everybody likes to do, you know?
Yeah, that's honestly everyone's passion. You know why? Because they do it every day.
Exactly.
If you do it every day, you're passionate about that.
But
so if you want your garbage taken out, you're going to do it. You know why? Because you're passionate about getting that garbage taken out.
Exactly.
My point is, you're going to do something if you want to do it. If you're passionate about it. Passionate. Don't correct me.
I didn't say anything.
Sorry, audience.
But I feel like you get more passionate about simple things
like
as you get
fish.
Older.
Like my fish?
Yeah.
I know.
Like
so,
your fish.
We're walking right now. And I mean, we're sitting, yo. And there's some kids walking by talking about practice, yo.
Yeah.
Don't mean to eavesdrop.
But I wonder what they're practicing. Maybe football.
soccer. No, it just made me think of my old days when I used to practice, that's why. It's hard being a veteran now.
Yeah.
And I'm just good at everything. Sorry, audience, if you pick some of that up. There's just some youngins walking through. Speaking it's about time to wrap it up because our youngins are about to pull up.
Yep.
So,
see them.
Sayonara. See you later. See you next time for the next podcast. Focal Point Podcast. Virtual perfection soon in the works, baby. You know what I'm saying. I'm your host, Roque.
And I'm your co-host, Makai.
Let him know.
And this was the Focal Point Podcast.
Peace.